Yep.
All men. All the men.
Yep. Yeah, this is the day.
Well, all the men.
This is the day for men to dance with men. It's Friday. It's time for the man dance. Man dance. Ah, I got it. Oh!
It is the day, baby.
I didn't think it was going to be able to hold that very long.
Yeah. Ha!
Get up and dance.
That's right.
Woo! It is the day.
Come on, Sybil, you can dance today, too, because it's been a long week. It's been a rough week. It's been a long, rough week. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
Ha. Get some of this man dance.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Get some of this man dance. Yeah.
Oh. Wait a minute.
What?
Record-breaking heat waves. Stop this.
Slow your big ass down before you fall out.
You just encouraged him to get up and dance.
We didn't know how hot it was. We went out there.
I just saw the weather on TV and all that red.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on before you fall out.
Yeah. Supposed to be 100 everywhere. Dancing. All over the country. Wow. 100.
It is.
Yep.
All over. Man, the weather map. Look
really
at that.
You really know how hot it is when you open that car door and sit on that seat and you go, son of a.
Weather map looks like a Delta convention.
Yeah.
It is so red.
It is so, man.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. 100 everywhere, Sid?
Pretty much. Pretty everywhere. Much. I mean, there are places, you know, where it's going to be a little cooler, but and where the heat is, look for storms.
All right.
But by the way, we did have the hottest June on record, according to the reports that came out.
I know a hot June.
I know you said. Only you, because that's not a name you hear much anymore.
I know a hot May too, Sybil, and a hot April.
Good morning to April Ryan.
June is an old school name, isn't
it?
It is.
You don't see a young June.
Or Mays.
Mays.
No, okay. No.
All right. Okay. Ken Smuckler will be up at 16 with the Smuckler Report.
Mm-hmm. Smuck it up, man.
and the convention is over last night. Donald Trump.
For an hour and 15 minutes.
Really?
Wow.
75 minutes.
Dang, that's a long time. That's a long time.
To listen to yourself, you're absolutely right.
He read the speech, or he ad-libbed?
No, pretty much.
He read them.
He stayed on message. Whatever that message was, he stayed on it.
What do you mean? He was all over the place?
Well, yeah, because he makes a lot of wild gestures, and to go along with those wild gestures are his statements. And when you break down what he actually, you know, is talking about in terms of whatever his facts and figures are usually they go back and say, no,
that's not right.
No, not.
And he doesn't care.
You know, like he'll say that Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment, which sounds like, ooh, you know, lock her up because she does that. And actually, you know, she wants some gun regulations, but not so much there. Homicides last year increased by 17% in most of the largest cities, and that's the largest increase in 25 years. And actually, there's, for the most part, you're looking at crime down significantly in most violent crimes, especially since the 1980s and 1990s.
He never says according to.
No, he says, you know, my facts are, and Donald's facts are different than the facts that
according
we know.
According to me.
Yeah.
Here are the facts.
And that was a lot of what last night. I am your voice. I am the guy. And so we're going to get a lot of that.
Wayne Brady has a special that he does in Vegas. It was called Making Blank Up.
Uh-huh.
And that's what
and that's probably that's what he'll Trump be doing after the election.
Making up. Yeah.
just makes it up. And the crowd goes, and the crowd goes wild.
They're going to eat it up, man. They love it.
They have to, you know, have something to. I heard somebody describe this last night as the biggest red meat.
What's that mean?
Convention. In that when you go to the animals and you toss some red meat in it, like carnivore. And
it, yeah, they were ready. They were down in that pit, right? You're right.
And they toss all this stuff out
taking
to them.
Taking them steaks and throw, you know, and hold it over their head. And then
That's what they, red meat. Red
and
meat,
you can tell, yeah. Someone, he has not said LGBT a lot in his life, ever.
No.
What? How can you tell?
The way he said it's so slow.
It's like, Dad, Dad, it goes LGBT. And you can see him, like, in the back of his head, his kids going,
let me get this right.
LGBT.
He looked like a fat kid in a spelling bee. That's what he looked like.
He all but asked for the origin and used
what's
it
the origin
sentence.
Of the word? Yeah.
Real uncomfortable.
Yeah. Can you use it in a sentence?
Right.
So he said he supports the LGBT?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, the outreach is there. And one of the people that spoke just before him is was proud to be a gay man and proud to be a Republican. And people are going, yay.
They were like, where the hell he come from? We didn't see him out there.
Said, I did go see him.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they gave him the light symbol, but since he was the headliner, they let him go, man.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They were flashing him the light to get off the stage.
But it was his night, you know. So we'll see.
Yeah. And what about us? What did he say about the blacks?
He talked about African Americans. I had it written down.
Well, he called us African Americans.
Well,
not the blacks.
He said nearly 4 in 10 African American children are living in poverty. 58% of African American youth are now not employed, and it is about 4 in 10. About 38% are living in poverty, according to the data. But the 58% is not true of African American youth. It's probably about 55%. I was kidding there. And unemployment for those in that age range that he was talking about is about half of that, which is still too high. It's about 28% for African Americans, youth and unemployment.
So what's he going to do about that?
Oh, he has the answer for it all, and it's all about employment. He's putting this country back to work. He is making sure that we bring our that probably if he just brought all of his products that he has made in other countries, if he brings them back to the United States, he can put a real dent into unemployment in this country. So
he
we'll
says
see.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I can fix it.
I am the one. I am the one. And so that was.
And how did he do his hands? Did he do his hands like
an accordion? No, it was a lot of this.
A lot of the chop,
you know.
The chop, tomahawk chop.
And he does, he really does has some interesting hand gestures. So there was all of that last night.
Yeah. Okay. Well, coming up next, the smuck.
What the smuck?
What the smuck was going on?
Happened last night.